This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sherm Radio, the place to catch up with leaders and have insightful conversations on all things work. I'm Archana Jarath, and today I am going to be discussing with a very special guest on the lessons learned from COVID, a case study of GAIL. GAIL has been at the forefront of tackling workforce challenges thrown up by the COVID crisis. And today I'm speaking with Mr. P.K. Gupta, Director, GAIL HR. And sir, welcome to Sherm Radio. It's our pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Archana.
So to begin with, there were a lot of emergency services where you had employees who were called in for work and had to report even during the peak time during the COVID lockdown. How was the response of these employees?
We in the GAIL India Limited, we are a public utility, and it's essential services, which is the part of our daily course. So the way we have groomed our all employees from the very beginning is this: they are always ready to take care of these kind of the services, because you know that this gas is going to the fertilizers, it's going to the power, it's going to the 40 lakh households, which is you are actually getting this cooking your food for all those things. So a culture is there in GAIL, so that we are from the day one are preparing our employees that you have to be ready for these kind of the services in the emergency services. So in fact, we didn't face any of the trouble. And the one of the fact which you should know is that during this lockdown, from the day one, our plants, process plants and our O&M installations, they are not closed even for a single day. They are continuing running, because we also, because many of you might not know, we are also producing LPG, exporting LPG, which is so essential for the country.
That is so wonderful to hear, sir. And what about the motivation? Were there certain extra steps that you felt as an organization, as the leader of the HR department, that you had to take, especially with reassuring their families and their own motivation during these challenging times?
The most important thing which we realized and which we did from the day one was that all the GAIL employees and the associated stakeholders, including our contract workers, because they are there in the huge numbers, First, we need to actually take it, the whole entity, into a family. A family means that caring for each other. But this caring comes only when then the bona fide efforts are there on the grounds. For that reason, because this particular COVID pandemic, we understood at the very beginning that neither the vaccine is there nor the treatment is there. So these are the things beyond control, but the things which is in our control are there, that we take enough precautions. We wear mask, we maintain distancing, and we actually maintain the hand hygiene. So the real challenge has been that how to make our people aware and how to make the most rather the elaborative arrangements for that. So we realized it. Day one, what we did, we started the standard operating procedures for all those things. We drafted it and we put it in a very interesting manner, and we sent it to the all our installations. There are 200 plus installations which are meant so that everybody is made aware, the HR in charges and the other associated stakeholders, they actually ensure it there at the workplace. And then everybody is actually aware what is required. And we are there facilitating and putting all necessary kind of the things in place before anything gets started. So that's a kind of a confidence which was giving to our employees, to our families and to everyone.
That's such, and again, it comes down to communication, which is the common theme that from everybody that I've spoken to, that communication during these times has been so critical. And it's so wonderful to hear the kind of, clear communication and very timely communication that was happening between, and is, I'm sure, coming to happen between the employees and the leadership. A lot of time, mistakenly, the assumption is that in public sector organizations, because there is a job guarantee, motivation is really not a challenge. But I'm sure there were certain extra measures that you would have worked with the leaders the people managing these teams and these employees in this scenario? Would you be able to throw some light of what were some of the ways that, you know, the leaders were communicating and motivating these employees?
Actually, this is what you test is the most sensitive, but the most essential part of it, because ultimately, this is the morale of the employees, their families, and our contract workers. Because of that, now our operations, they were first suffered by 30%, and later on they were resumed. The suffering was only 5%, 5 to 10%. It could happen because there was a seamless communication. Every week, my CMD or this executive management director was actually communicating to the employees, sharing the experiences and enhancing their morale. Then there had been a communication from our corporate communications department, because kind of the battle which we have been fighting, we were actually exchanging it with all of the employees. The communication, other communication was there. Our medical department was always quite attentive and quite alert. And then they were bringing it the many renowned doctors and in actually conducting the many webinars where all the Galenians were involved. So awareness was continuing at one time. My corporate communication is also even... meaning that the kind our many employees actually they suffered, they were tested positive. So when they came out, because all of them are actually coming out of this thing, so then we are arranging the interviews with them. So the people are getting a lot of insight into it as to how they fought that particular battle and how they came happily about it, and what the organizations also arranged how they are to be basically managed during this particular crisis. And we also had all the people we contacted during this particular pandemic, all Galenians were contacted by our team, our task force, means that everybody was given a phone call, and then their well-being and their all their other, how they are, this was all was actually touched. Not only the regular Gale employees, but our superannuated Gale employees. We termed this as a Project Sparsh.
So, you know, the kind of passion, heart, you know, the heartfelt leadership really comes across, and the way, you know, going beyond just doing things which are a tick box, really caring for the people who were out there fighting and making sure that essential services are being provided to the entire country, that came across. And, you know, my heartfelt gratitude and thanks, and I'm sure all our listeners will agree, to each and every person in Gale, as well as all other people who work tirelessly to ensure that everybody else in the country was able to, you know, get essential services. So I would really like to thank you. I'm in conversation with Mr. P.K. Gupta, Director HR Gale, who's sharing some of the really impressive practices that Gale undertook to ensure not just that the essential services went on and the employees were taken care of, but also the extra mile of ensuring the well-being of each and every.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media. Podcasters for India, Inc.
I'm in conversation with Mr. P.K. Gupta, Director HR Gale, and we are talking about the lessons from COVID, a case study of Gale. Thank you and welcome back. I'm sure there's so many lessons from this. So any lessons that other organizations in various industries that you would like to share with them to handling such a situation?
I would like to say three things. Number one, this was absolutely a new thing. So in our journey, certain shortcomings were also there. But what was actually relevant was, as soon as they were brought back to our notices, we immediately corrected it and we resolved that they will not actually happen again. One. Two, other organizations will also might be doing quite well also. So it is something that we'd also like to learn from them. Third, we would like to say the two things, we would like to say that these were the differentiator. One thing which is proved very effective was that it's a seamless teamwork. And the seamless teamwork has come by participation of all concerned. I told you there are 200 plus manned locations. Every location, there was a COVID task force, which will coordinate all the matters related to this COVID pandemic, all the matters, because this is a single point control there. Then at a corporate level, there is a corporate COVID task force, which is primarily actually doing the policy planning and guiding all these 200 plus COVID task forces. And there is a steering committee above it, which is actually guiding the corporate COVID task force so that seamlessly policy planning framework, medical framework, security framework, all other essential framework, wherever we are finding the gaps are there, they are immediately plugged in. Second thing I would like to emphasize on the one thing which a lot of confidence has gone, that this particular arrangement has worked so well, so that the panic, the phobia which used to be there among the employees and the families, that has totally gone away. And this is happening because all stakeholders, including the hospital fellows also, are in constant touch and constant monitoring mode with service with happiness. So in this manner, we are fighting this particular COVID, and still we are in the learning phase. As soon as any best practice we are seeing anywhere, we are adapting it so that this particular pandemic, this particular phase also passes away. And we will keep these case studies ready with us so that we'll also benefit from that.
Do you feel that today, God forbid, in the future, if there were a similar crisis, whether it is related to virus or some other, DRP situation, do you believe that, there is more preparedness today? What are steps that you are taking to, ensure that there is better preparedness for any such eventuality that may ever happen in the future?
What we are doing is that there are many incidences, because I have given you an umbrella view, but there are very interesting and very serious also incidences which have occurred, and the various kind of the eventualities which have surfaced, and with the teamwork we have actually made it normalized. We are doing, we are all documenting it and putting it into there in the form of a case studies, so that our HR fellows, our medical fellows, and our occupational health fellows, our safety fellows, we actually share with them those case studies, and also within our industry, oil and gas industry, and to whosoever want it. And so that we are coming out with certain bottom lines, that what are the do's and what are the don'ts which should be done, so that we face these kind of a pandemic in a much more efficient and effective manner. After all, the quest for learning is something, constant learning is something which makes you perfect.
Absolutely. No truer words, sir, than that. And I'm sure, other organizations and leaders will also benefit from these case studies if you would, care to make them available to the larger public, because the kind of steps you've taken have been really, really inspiring. And I really thank you for sharing those with us today and with all our listeners. And it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Gupta.
Thank you so much, Archana. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for listening into Sherm Radio. I've been in conversation with Mr. Gupta, who is the Director HR for Gale, and he was sharing the kind of steps that they took during this pandemic to ensure that essential services were provided to the entire country. And again, our heartfelt thanks to all the people who went out of their line of duty to provide this to us. And thank you for listening in. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned till we come back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. with another great conversation on all things work. Till then, stay safe and stay motivated.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.